Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I certainly tried to squeeze a lot into the last program where I was doing both Our Lady of Fatima and Sunday. I hope that you were able to extract from that program what was really most important, because both in speaking about Our Lady and in speaking about how much God wants to use us, each of those could be a topic for a month-long program. But I hope that you could hear the essence of what I was saying. Ask our Blessed Mother to pray for our country and for each of our families. Ask her to help us through this difficult and confusing time in the history of our country. And then turn to the Lord and say, Lord, let the graces of my baptism and my confirmation come alive in me. Use me however you want. In my daily life, use me for your honor and glory. Keep praying that way. Open your heart. Pray every day. Be before the Blessed Sacrament as often as you can, or make a spiritual communion as I described to you last week. Draw as near to God as you can, because he will use us, every one of us. Even if you're bedridden, he will use you. So fear not. Keep your hearts open, because God wants to bring as many, many people as possible back to himself, and some who have never known him. And he wants to use you and me. Yes, I have access to a radio audience. Yes, that's true. But what about your own backyard? What about the pharmacy? What about the store you go into today? What about the office in which you work? The fields are ripe, brothers and sisters, for harvest, because people are bewildered and confused in many ways by what's going on. You bring the love of God, and it can make all the difference in the lives of people. No preaching. Be kind, generous, hope-filled. That touches people's lives. Might not be talking about God, but it's evident that you're filled with hope. That touches people. Many times we preach a silent sermon by our actions and by our attitude and by our manner. Don't let one opportunity pass you by. There's a world out there starving for the truth, starving for love, and they have no idea that it's all there in Jesus Christ. They have no idea. They may have even actively rejected God. Be his servant. Pray every day. God knows before you do all the people you're going to encounter this day. Ask him for grace. That is, give me wisdom, give me insight, give me courage, give me whatever I need to be whatever you want me to be. I am your servant. I am your disciple. Take that spirit, that attitude. Watch how God will use you. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 5 to 18. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. Not easy to be among the first Christians. They realized it, and they fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe and in the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. So they were about to be stoned to death. Well, let's just go someplace else and keep on going. Why not? Would you? Would I? Or would you say, look, this is too dangerous, I'm going to hide? Yes, step out of that arena. Yes, that would be wise. But go someplace else and preach. Many people say, no, thank you. Are you willing? At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed. What does that mean? That means he believed in God, and he believed in the words that were being said. He could believe in the words because he believed in God. God's Holy Spirit is able to make that connection for us. to show us when a genuine servant of God is in our midst. You already believe, you already want to serve the Lord, but when someone comes into your midst that you know is from God, not because of anything sensational, it's just you see with spiritual eyes and you hear with spiritual ears and you can tell this person is a true follower of Christ. So that's what happened here. This crippled man who was lame from birth, he listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him. Paul looked at him and he saw that he had the faith to be healed. And he called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and he began to walk about. Can you imagine? You've been crippled since birth. You've never walked. And suddenly all your muscles are intact and strong and you're on your feet. I think I'd stand there for a year, absolutely frozen by the shock of it all. He jumped up and he began to walk about. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out, "The gods have come down to us in human form." And so they called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple, these are all the pagan gods, the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice of thanksgiving to the pagan gods for healing this person. And the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, tore their garments, which was a sign that this is sinful. Like they, in deep repentance, they tear their garments. When they heard this, and they rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news that you should turn from these idols to the living God who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness. For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. They were making them into gods because they had done this miracle. How often that happens to us? Maybe not in exactly that way, but we see somebody say something or do something that's pretty spectacular, and we start attributing to them qualities that only God has. It happens all the time. Idol worship. We're all involved in it. It can happen to any of us, but it really happened to them. And you notice how Paul and Barnabas reacted. They really spoke up strongly. It wasn't, "Oh, thank you for being so kind," but "No, really, really, you know, we don't have all those qualities." No. They really told them, "No way. We are of the same nature as you, human beings." Psalm 115, "Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory." This is a good psalm to read a lot. Psalm 115, "Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory." Because all of us, the pride in us, always, I mean, when somebody tells us how wonderful we are, something that we did, it's just so easy to take it in and say, "Oh, this feels really good. Oh, this is wonderful," rather than simply saying to the person, "Thank you very much," and to the Lord, "To you be the glory. To you be the glory." It's just that. In one way, it's subtle, but it can shift our orientation, and it shifts the spotlight from self to God. And the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 21 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." There it is, brothers and sisters, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. There's your measuring stick. Look through the Ten Commandments. Take time. Take time. Perhaps you're going on vacation somewhere in the next couple of months or so. Take time. Sit back. Look at the Ten Commandments in Scripture. Take the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Look at the Ten Commandments and say, I think I've said this to you before, pick out the one that you're having the most difficulty with. Start paying attention to it. Because the one who observes the commandments is the one who loves me. That's not rigidity. It's because the Ten Commandments lead us most closely to God, conform us most closely to Christ, and enable Christ to work through us for the salvation of others. That's why it's important. It's not just check off the commandments, but the commandments bring light into our minds, into our spirits, and God can reach through us much, much more to other people. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Think about that. God wants to reveal himself to you. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered and said to him, Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever loves me will keep my word, will be obedient to my word, the commandments, the scriptures, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him, dwell with him. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing better in life than that. To live with God, in God, for God, for the salvation of many. There's nothing better. Whether you're married, whether you're single, consecrated, in religious life, whatever you are, it's the spirit of your heart. Live out the vocation to which you've been called, but be first of all, a disciple of Jesus Christ. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word that you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. This is Father and the Son speaking to us. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Brothers and sisters, in a few weeks, we're going to celebrate the great, great, great feast of Pentecost. How open is your heart? How open is your heart? How ready are you? How ready are you to receive all that God desires to give you? Really, I urge you, even just when this program ends, if that's at all possible, just take a few minutes and say, what's the biggest obstacle to the presence of Jesus Christ in my life fully? What's the biggest obstacle? What do I need to change that God may be more and more present in me and through me? God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, dial 1-800-282-4789. You can also go to my website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. There you can get the free copy of my booklet, and you can also order a CD from Death to Life, The Fruit of Suffering in Our Lives. May God bless you.